We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Just go to Indeed.com/Blue Wire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
What's up, y'all? It's Drewski, and I've teamed up with Mountain Dew to produce a hilarious new basketball podcast called The Dew Zone with Drewski. Learn the backstories of your favorite ballers and celebrities like Jamal Murray.
Did you have like a favorite team? Was it the Raptors at the time or no? Was the Raptors even started around that time?
Come on, bro.
I ain't that old, fam. You're talking like I'm 50.
Taylor Rooks, Asia Wilson, and many more. You won't want to miss this. Listen to The Dew Zone with Drewski on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you listen to podcasts.
Pelé leaned in and said something to Freddie.
Don't let them change you. Keep working on what makes you different and what makes you special. It was great advice, but it caused me some problems.
But what could change Freddie Adu?
Soccer is going to explode, and it's going to be around this kid.
We were the Beatles. Everywhere we went, it was the Freddie show.
And with that came the expectation, and with that came the pressure.
New episodes of American Prodigy drop Tuesdays from Blue Wire Podcasts.
Blue Wire.
What is up, Nets fans? Welcome to the Brooklyn Buzz. I'm Nick Faye. With me, as always, Jack Manuel. Jack, how are we doing? Nets basketball is back.
I'm going to use this platform to announce that there will now be not only a Joe Harris only fans, a Reggie Perry only fans, a TLC only fans, a Kevin Durant only fans, a Kyrie Irving only fans, and a Bruce Brown, even though apparently he didn't even play. But Nick, it was, I don't know, there was just energy on Twitter. There was energy everywhere. I could feel it all the way down here in Melbourne, watching it on my laptop, trying to teach some children at the same time.
Yeah, I mean, it was great. You even felt it on NBA Twitter. Like, you saw, like, you know, other NBA reporters, some guys that we know tweeting out stuff like, hey, excited to see KD back. And, you know, KD looked great. Kyrie looked great. We're going to talk about that. And obviously, the Nets got the win in their first preseason game of the season, 119-114 over the Washington Wizards. And as always, you can find us on all streaming platforms, including otgbasketball.com and Blue Wire Pods. But, Jack, where do you want to start?
Kevin Durant, Nick.
Yeah.
Kevin freaking Durant is a Brooklyn Net, and he was scoring, he was shooting, he was defending all right as well. Yeah. What did you think of Kevin Durant's first ever Brooklyn Nets performance?
I thought it was way better than I anticipated. Like, in terms of his movement on the floor, I was really happy with it. And to have his first score be a dunk, like, that was just awesome. That, I mean, like, I had a little yell. I jumped out of my seat. I was just like, oh, that is just so great to see. And then, like you said, you know, you saw some nice defensive plays. I thought he had a block, a steal. He took a charge on Rui. So, like, there was some different stuff out there. Obviously, he mentioned in his post game, you know, in the third quarter, he felt like he wasn't as locked in and he missed some shots he wanted to make. But still, you know, getting to where he's at after not playing for 18 months and dealing with one of the worst, you know, sports injuries out there, I thought he looked really, really good.
Absolutely. You know, to quote Matt Brooks, and he's obviously at the presser right now, chatting to KD. He's saying that, you know, he's got a great mood about him. And, you know, when a person who is as intense and passionate a hooper he is, it makes complete sense. And he said, this is Kevin Durant. Hell yeah, I was anxious, nervous. I've visualized this moment for so long, just thinking about this next stage of my career. To go through this felt solid. I think that you can't be unhappy for him. And I think that maybe a lot of the naysayers, a lot of the haters out there about Kevin Durant and Kyrie Irving, after watching them go out there and just, you know, do their craft and put it out there on the floor, I mean, what is there to hate?
Yeah. And I just thought, you know, obviously this isn't player specific related, just the energy they came out with in that first quarter and the offense was just popping. Like, that's just like a little taste of what we can see moving forward. Obviously the Wizards are missing, you know, half their team. They're already a pretty bad defense even when they are healthy, but still it was nice to see just like so many weapons, so many pieces, and just a lot of different options for Steve Nash. But again, on Kevin Durant, couldn't be happier. Even like some of the stuff he's hitting, you look at it and you're like, okay, explosiveness doesn't even matter anyways, because he's hitting contested shots over defenders that are 6'8", 6'9", and even like some of the stop and go stuff. It was just really good for a guy that hasn't played. Like, you would think that this is his third or fourth preseason game. Like, I don't think he's peak level KD yet. And he even mentioned that there's still some more rust to shake off and also kind of just getting back to that next level, but still really, really promising.
Yeah, for those who weren't lucky enough to see the performance, 24 minutes, 5 of 12 from the field. Didn't hit a three-pointer, but was 5 of 6 from the line, had 3 rebounds, 3 assists, and hit 15 points. 2 blocks as well. That, for me, was probably the most important sign, because we spoke about it on, you know, the season preview with Matt Brooks about what is Kevin Durant going to be like defensively, and, you know, is he going to be playing the 5? Is he going to be doing all these things that Steve Nash said? And he looked pretty switched on there. It's like, yep. I think that you can never doubt the IQ and attentiveness of Kevin Durant. He's a hooper.
Yeah, and I just felt like he wanted to come out and kind of do that too. You know what I mean? Set the tone defensively for the team. And then also, like you said, Jack, he's just really locked in and smart and makes some good reads out there. And even like we kind of mentioned this on a couple of shows, even without the explosiveness, the length is going to be huge. Like, having another 7-footer on the floor to just block shots, like even with him and DeAndre, a couple times it was a foul, they clean up the positioning a little bit. It's going to be tough to score in the paint. Like, we see what it's like when you have two rim protectors. It's a big difference for the team. And I'm sure Jared Allen will love that. I'm sure DeAndre will love that.
Did you see anything, Nick, in terms of the style of defense? You know, I think we saw probably a lot more switching than we've seen in the past.
Yeah, definitely more switching, especially on the off-ball stuff. And I mean, when you guys have guys that are kind of like size, you know what I mean? When you're going from, you know, Joe Harris, that's like 6'6", to Spencer Dinwiddie, that's like 6'5", 6'6", like, it makes sense to switch. Like, they're trying to push you off on the screen. So I thought defensively, I tried not to take a ton, because the effort level wasn't really there after the first quarter. Like, in the first quarter, I thought they played good defense. Then after that, it was kind of like lazy defense, giving up wide open threes to Thomas Bryan and, you know, DeAndre not leaving the paint or whatever it might be. So not as many takeaways, hopefully, from the defense. Hopefully there's still a lot of room for improvement, a lot more effort in the regular season, other than that first quarter where I thought we saw some positive signs.
Yeah, 38-20 in that first quarter. I think that's what I've sort of been doing in other preseason games, looking at those first quarters, because that's when you see the starting five out there, and, you know, that's when you see like guys like John Wall out there and Chris Paul and Devin Booker, all these sort of guys, and how they're sort of acclimating to their new teams and new systems. And, you know, John Wall backed up with another good performance tonight, which I thought is going to be, you know, the Nets obviously will be going against the Boston Celtics on Friday night. We'll be recapping that one as well. And I think that if we continue to see progressions, if not just the same thing from Kevin Durant, you know, 24 minutes, you know, other than Spencer Dinwiddie, he had the most minutes of any Brooklyn Net tonight. So, you know, I think he's going to continue to want to be out there, want those minutes. And, you know, we sort of saw so many little glimpses and highlights on Twitter. It's just awesome to know that these guys are now part of our team, the team that we recap, the team that we're covering, you know, on a minute basis. And, you know, I think that we got a meme out of it. We got the KD and Kyrie in sync looking at each other meme, which I thought was a lot of fun. There seemed to be, quote unquote, and, you know, pardon the pun, just a buzz about Nets Twitter and a buzz for Nets fans. And it's, I don't know, really, really happy, Nick. I felt the energy. I felt just positive, mate. In a really shitty time for so many different people, to have this outlet, you know, pardon the pun again for you, it just felt good to be like, man, that's the leader of my basketball team. I get to watch him. He plays for my basketball, and it still hasn't sunk in, because this is even a real game. It's a preseason game, but it felt more real than any, maybe, I don't know.
Than it's felt for the last, you know, year since we signed with the Nets, you know, in July 2019. Like, it's that you saw him on the court, you saw him passing the ball to guys like Spencer Dinwiddie, Jared Allen that have been on the team. So you just get that feeling. Like you said, Jack, the buzz was there from the fans to the arena to even like Sarah Kustak on the broadcast. You could tell she was a little giddy. Like, it's just fun. Like, KD's one of the best basketball players that's literally ever existed, one of the best offensive guys ever. And like, he's on the Brooklyn Nets, and you know, there was concerns about the injury, how he's going to look, and like, everything's pointing in the right direction. Obviously, like you said, 24 minutes of preseason, we can only take so much away, but a lot of good evidence right now.
Oh, mate, well, let's get hyperbolic. Let's get take you with it. I was putting out Now, we chatted a little bit about it because I was putting out some, you know, some hot take stuff on Twitter just because, you know, I want to get
hot takes on our season preview too that you guys should check out. We just dropped
Matt Brooks. That's a big episode. You know, make sure you're checking out that one right after you've listened to this one. But, you know, I brought out another take that I didn't even bring out on that podcast, where I said that Kyrie and KD can challenge Anthony Davis and Paul George as a superstar duo. Now, when on Twitter, you got to throw some takes out there for the sake of it, and you got to happily be wrong. But based off what we saw tonight, and again, preseason games, not much you can totally take away from it. But from those first 12 minutes especially, I'm just like, how the hell is anyone going to stop these two? These five, like the, I mean, these four, maybe take out DeAndre Jordan because you got Joe Harris there and you got Spencer Dinwiddie there. And then Caris LeVert, our third best player, wasn't even playing. I don't know, Nick. There's a lot of talent there. And, you know, whether it's isolation or in the half court, you know, Kyrie feeding Kevin Durant as well. I thought, you know, he looked unselfish at times. Yep. And I mean, he was like that. It felt like there was glimpses of the Chicago Bulls performance from Kyrie Irving tonight because, man, I guess we can get to him. 7-9 from the field in 17 minutes, 18 points, 4 assists, a steal, and a block on a jumper. Kyrie Irving, all defense, baby.
Yeah, I mean, Kyrie looked really, really, really good. Like, the KD's going to get the headlines, but Kyrie came back, and it doesn't seem like he missed any time of basketball. Like, he had obviously, like, a little time where he couldn't play, but he looks like at peak form. Like you said, it kind of reminded you of the Chicago game, just how locked up he was in. I mean, he gave Raul Neto, like, 6 dribble moves on one possession to get a jumper. I'm just like, okay, you're getting that bag warmed up. You're ready to go. Like, I mean, I think this was said a lot on Nets Twitter. It's like, when you have Kyrie as a second option, it's just extremely difficult to stop. And then, like you mentioned, Jack, the complementary pieces around him, it's like, okay, this guy's going to have room to operate, and he feels really good about beating any player in the NBA one-on-one, and he's going to get a lot of that this year.
Absolutely, and, you know, KD was incredibly complimentary of him, as you'd expect. He said, Kyrie looked incredible. He's unstoppable, a master of his craft. He set the tone for us. Says Steve Nash was great, too, in his first preseason game, bringing up his rotations especially. I thought, you know, I think it's going to go under the radar, Nick, how good Kyrie Irving was. And, you know, we spoke about all the off-court stuff, and, you know, maybe he's speaking to Matt Brooks and the rest of the NBA media now. But to be honest, if he keeps performing like this, yes, obviously he's going to have his responsibilities elsewhere. But this is going to really silence a lot of the naysayers because 17 minutes, Nick. You extrapolate that to like 36 minutes. It's a near 40 point and like 8 assist game. It was, I don't know. He was just, I felt like that KD and Kyrie were just like, you know what? I can do a little bit better than you. All right. I'm going to find you. Yep. I want you to do good, my guy. And it's just like, they're just already this synergy from them that I think that you get when you have an embedded friendship and relationship. Whereas, you know, if you're Chris Paul and James Harden, there's going to be some kinks to work out. But
2020 has reshaped how we work, and it's almost over. Businesses across the globe are challenged to be more efficient, which means every hire is critical. Indeed is here to help. Indeed is the number one job site in the world with more total visits than any other job site, according to ComScore. Indeed helps you find quality candidates quickly so you can focus on hiring the person you need to keep your business going. Unlike other sites, Indeed gives you full control and payment flexibility over your hiring. You only pay for what you need, you can pause your account at any time, and there's no long-term contracts. And now Indeed's new way of matching you with candidate instantly delivers a short list of quality candidates whose resumes on Indeed match your job criteria that you can contact the moment you sponsor a job, making Indeed the only site that moves as fast as you do. Right now, Indeed is offering our listeners a free $75 credit to boost your job post, which means more quality candidates will see it fast. Try Indeed out with a free $75 credit at Indeed.com/BlueWire. This is their best offer anywhere. Go right now to Indeed.com/BlueWire. Offer valid through December 31st. Terms and conditions apply. The wait is finally over. Football is back. You might not be at a game this year, but you can still be in on the action at BetOnline. BetOnline is going the extra mile to make sure you can get on every possible chance to win the season, from game spreads and totals to team, player, and coaching props. BetOnline gives you more options to wager than anywhere else. You can get in on their season opening bonuses today and start off wagering on wins, divisions, and championship futures all day, every day. head to BetOnline today. Take advantage of all the great sign-up bonuses. Don't forget to use promo code BLUEWIRE at BetOnline.ag. That's BLUEWIRE, all one word, BetOnline, your online sportsbooks experts.
And I know you mentioned as well a moment that I thought you should sort of allude to, KD calling out Kyrie, not calling out, but sort of signaling pointing him out to an extent.
Yep. It looked like Kyrie missed the rotation underneath and one of the Wizards got an easy dunk. And you saw KD like, hey, yo, that's your rotation. And then you saw, I think, a play later when there was free throws on the other end of the floor. They were talking to Steve Nash and it looked like Nash was saying to Kyrie like, hey, that's your rotation. You know, maybe, you know, Kyrie missed it, doesn't know the scheme as well. But you like that because KD, somebody that can hold him accountable, and Kyrie can also hold KD accountable because of also that friendship and where they stand in the NBA. You know, if you have Chris Gioza telling Kyrie Irving that he missed a rotation, I'm not sure how he's going to take it. But if it's...
That three was nasty, though, Nick. What are you talking about?
Yeah. Or even, like, I think DeAndre, even to an extent, and that's what gives me maybe a little bit of confidence about DeAndre is, like, he didn't play well tonight. I don't think he's in great shape at the moment. But I feel like KD and Kyrie will call him out, especially Kevin Durant. Like, because we saw them a little bit last year when there was plays where he didn't do well and then he saw go to the bench and having a discussion with those two.
I think KD's competitive juices are not going to let him drop his championship standards.
Yep.
He is going to set the tone for this team. And no matter if it's DeAndre Jordan, Rodion Skuritz, Reggie Perry, or whatever, he's going to call you out if you're not adhering to the standards that Steve Nash, Kevin Durant, and the leadership of this team are setting. And, you know, the rotations themselves, Nick, obviously, why didn't we see any Bruce Brown?
I don't know. That was really interesting. I don't know. Maybe it's a conditioning thing, or maybe there's some type of minor injury, or... You know, sometimes the performance team is weird and they just want a guy to rest. We don't really know. There could be a whole bunch of different factors, but I was pretty surprised we didn't see him in the second half at least, you know, in like that fourth quarter or whatever it might be. That was a little strange, but who knows what Steve Nash is doing. And the guy who really ended up shining in that bench unit was Landry Shamet. I thought he had some really good moments and really kind of bought into his role, had some nice off-ball defense on a couple plays, and just giving the Nets another guy that can light it up from the three-point line is going to be huge when you have Kyrie, KD, Karis, and Spencer.
Man, the three-point shooting of this Brooklyn Nets team is going to be fuego. 14 of 30 tonight. And, you know, you have Torian Prince hitting them. Chris Jones is not going to hit them all the time. But, you know, I was drinking the Torian Prince Kool-Aid. I'm continuing to drink it.
You know what, Jack? Torian Prince looked really good tonight. That was
there we go.
I thought from a mental perspective, and, like, you can only take so much away from preseason. But the fact that Torian Prince was so locked in for a preseason game just gives me so much more confidence in what he can do moving forward. He also just looked confident in general, like with the moves he was making, the rebounds he was getting. I feel better about Torian Prince after one preseason game. Obviously, one preseason game, take it with a grain of salt, but some promising stuff.
Yeah, I'm going to go not anti-Torian Prince, but almost go against myself here in saying that we saw some really good moments with Torian Prince in last preseason against like Anthony Davis. And I'm like, man, he's got Anthony Davis in the post, not too bad here. But this time around, obviously, there's KD and Kyrie to hold him accountable and be like, you know what, this is good. We need to see that against the Golden State Warriors in opening night.
And these guys that can take his minutes. Last year, like, he was almost forced to play. We talked about this a lot, is because, like, he was just, you know, had the skill set, had the body type, and the Nets really didn't have other options. We're like, they have guys that can take his place.
Yeah, and look, as a bench guy who can hit the three ball as well as any person on the team right now, especially if he's playing alongside Kevin Durant or someone else, or even with Kyrie, if he's with at least one of KD and Kyrie, it's going to increase Torian Prince's production on both ends of the floor. Defensively, offensively, I just think he's going to be... Look, I'm going to keep drinking the Kool-Aid. I know Matt Brooks was
a lot of three tonight, Jack, and that was a big difference.
Jeff Green a little bit as well?
Yeah, Jeff Green played more four. So, like, you saw... I didn't know we'd see that. That's, like, a lineup that I kind of like to see because it gives the Nets an opportunity to kind of play, you know, relatively big. Not big, but they can match up with a team that's actually playing a power forward. So, you have Prince, you have Green, and you have Jared Allen, like... That's a pretty big front line, you know what I mean, in terms of what we're used to seeing the Nets play, where we saw freaking Torian Prince play the four the entire season last year, and we saw Rodions play center during the bubble. So,
and I think all of those guys are skilled and athletic. You know, yeah. Obviously Jeff Green is aging and he's lost a step, but you know, he's still the Jeff Green that everyone is just always intrigued about, and he's got something still. I think he's still got something to contribute. And in saying that, Nick, you know, we saw TLC get a lot of minutes, and it's like the TLC from the bubble continue on. Obviously, changed a little bit of the style, the little nice little fade he's got going on, and the very sexy, salacious mustache.
Yeah, he had the mustache. Yeah, you know, TLC looked pretty good. He started the second half when Kyrie was sitting on the bench. It was funny is because he didn't go in the first like rotation bunch in the first quarter. Like he didn't get subbed in. It was, I want to say, Landry Shamet, Torian Prince, Jeff Green, and Jared Allen. Yeah. So we didn't see him to the second half. So I do want to talk about Spencer Dinwiddie because I thought Spencer played really well. He fit in perfectly with that
Draymond Green. Was he Draymond Green for the Brooklyn Nets tonight? Seemed like it a little bit.
I mean, in theory, like, you know, he kind of was. Maybe the defense wasn't necessarily there, but he filled in the role. What is it? 7 assists he had, 6 rebounds, you know, you know, 10 points. And I thought there was opportunities for him to really murder closeouts. I put out a tweet about that because, like, Kyrie's going to be out there. KD's going to be out there. Joe Harris is going to be out there. It's going to be a one-on-one situation. If Spencer already is pretty good at beating almost anybody off the dribble, but if he's getting one step on you, it's just almost too easy for him. And like he said after the game, this is the most stress-free he's ever played in his life. It's good for his health, he said.
Look, we love Spence, and you know, the tequila's still ready, mate. You know, I've got the bottle here. But in saying that, I just think that maybe Spencer wants it. He said, you know, he wants this starting role. He thinks he's a starter, but he also did say as well that he's willing to adjust to whatever role. It seemed to me Steve Nash was sort of alluding to that Karras is a starter, but, you know, might not be used in that sort of level. I just think that, look, if this is the stat line you get from Spencer Dinwiddie every night, you're going to be incredibly happy because he is good size. He is a good rebounder. He is a wonderful passer, and I think an underrated passer because from what we saw last season was much more of the scoring mentality. You know, got to the line 6 times, the same amount as Jared Allen and Kevin Durant. I just think that Spencer Dinwiddie right now realizes it's just easier for him. And I think that he's sort of like, you know what? That closeout's really easy to make, and Spencer's quick. I think a lot of people do realize that and realize that last season, but he can beat you off the dribble. If he has a step on you without having to beat you off the dribble, then it's done. It's over. He's going to get to the line. And if as long as he's, I hope he's been practicing his free throws in the offseason, because for me, you know, I want him to be hitting 80% of them for the regular season. And, you know, the composure, the playmaker, he's an incredibly intelligent person. And I think he's we already know how intelligent of a basketballer he is as well. I think he's going to add so much to this team. And, you know, he's going to be getting paid if he keeps playing like this.
Yeah, and I mean, I think he really did a nice job, you know, advocating for that starting job tonight. You know, just the way that he fit in with that starting lineup and just kind of could put on different hats. Like you said, be the playmaker, be the rebounder, you know, had a couple decent defensive possessions. If he can clean up a couple of things, I think it'll really work out. And honestly, I think it might work out better for Karras to have that opportunity to really score the basketball. Because if that's the case, and they have Karras LeVert leading that second unit, and Spencer Dinwiddie's probably going to be playing with him, like, they're going to have really, really good scoring at all points of the game. It's just, it's going to be a really difficult team to stop. And, like, there's still going to be time where Karras plays with Kyrie and, you know, KD, too. It's not like if you're on the bench, you're never getting minutes with them. So it's going to be a lot of fun. I mean, I think we were already super excited. We've been talking about this, you know, on the podcast, off the podcast, whatever it is for this season. But seeing it, you know, obviously weren't live, but seeing the action actually take place on the court and not just be on paper gives you more confidence and more excitement for this team and what they can do. Like, I feel better about some of the hot takes I made yesterday after watching today, even though it's only preseason, just some of the stuff. It's like, okay, it made sense in my head and actually makes sense on the court.
It really does. And obviously, there are going to be growing pains, and it's against the Washington Wizards without Bradley Beal and Russell Westbrook. But that's almost, you know, the Nets have a soft schedule. So a lot of these things could come to fruition, you know, against regular season teams. And it's really, really exciting. You know, I don't know, Nick, is there a better player coming off the bench if it's Karis LeVert? Is there a better player coming off the bench than Karis LeVert right now? You know, I know Corey left him out of the top 50 behind the scenes, getting a little bit of stuff there. But man, I think that he could win six men.
I don't think there is, really.
Like Jordan Clarkson, Lou Williams, you know, no. Karis LeVert is that good. He's a Jordan Brand player. He led the Brooklyn Nets last season. He was our best player for the 2019-20 season. If he's coming off the bench, he is going to cook.
Yeah. I mean, and just think about it this way. Like, it's, you're not going to have an elite defensive player usually coming off the bench. You know what I mean? The perimeter defender is not really going to be there. It's going to be a real problem, because even the point, and this was brought up on Nets Twitter, is like, your bench unit is almost last year's Nets. You know what I mean? It's like, you're going to probably be playing Spencer, you know, Karis, Torian Prince, Jared Allen. Yeah. And like Landry Shamet kind of playing some of that Joe Harris role. So it's just like, it's pretty wild in what they can do offensively. Like I said, the concern is still the defense. We got to see adjustments there. There was a little bit more creativity. I'd like to see DeAndre Jordan move better. Like, I thought that was probably my biggest concern. I think if DeAndre continues to play this way, you know, I don't think Nash will have a choice in replacing him in the starting lineup, even as much as that'll annoy, you know, Kyrie or KD. But I think at some point, I think Kevin Durant will realize, like you said, like, hey, Jared Allen is just a better player.
Yeah, he's currently the weak link on the Brooklyn Nets right now. And obviously, this is the preseason, and he provides a lot off the court too. So we won't read too much into that. But maybe Reggie Perry will take your spot as well, Nick.
Yeah, he played a lot of minutes. You know, I said I didn't know if the hype was real, but I guess it is. You know, he looked like he fit out there. I'm not sure he's going to get minutes this season, but I was impressed with what I saw. Obviously, we didn't necessarily know a ton about him from the draft, being 57th overall. But, you know, a nice outing for him.
The dude is just physical, man. Yep. Like, he is just – he looks like he belongs as an NBA player as a rookie. Like, he came in, he's got the frame. You know, it's almost like anti-Claxton and Jared Allen. He's just got the frame and the build for it, you know. To get 7 boards in 16 minutes in your first outing, you know, 5 points as well, hit a couple of field goals and got to the line a little bit too. He looks like a whether he's going to be getting the two-way contract, I really hope he does, because I think there's going to be moments throughout the season where Jared Allen, DeAndre Jordan are out, and if Claxton isn't there, you know, Reggie Perry can contribute. I just think that, you know, maybe Sean Marks has found another one.
Yeah, I agree. I would love him on the two-way deal. Just from what we saw today, like you said, he kind of fits, and there's going to be games where you probably need him, especially we don't really know when Claxton's going to be out. And obviously DeAndre and Jared probably are going to miss at least 1 or 2 games this season, given, you know, you sprain an ankle or you're fatigued or whatever it might be. So, like you said, possibly another really nice find by Sean Marks, who looks like he's done an excellent job with the roster. There's still that wing position we're concerned about, but still a lot of nice pieces. And it's, you know, arguably the most talented roster in the NBA.
And depth-wise, I will probably agree with that, you know, in terms of, like you sort of mentioned, you know, the 5 guys coming off the bench have all started at some point in their career. Jared Allen is a starter. Torian Prince has started. You know, and Landry Shamet started for the Los Angeles Clippers in the playoffs, you know, not last year, but the year before that. So it's a bevy of riches in a lot of respects, Nick. But, you know, we've covered it a little bit. Were there any other things you wanted to touch on before we end this one?
No, I don't think I want to say anything else, because it was only the first preseason game. So we're going to hold back a little bit. And like you said, Jack, we'll be back on Friday night after the game. We can kind of dive into that stuff a little bit more and see what else. And then soon enough, it'll be the regular season. What, 9 days away? It's the 13th, right? So 9 days away from the regular season. This thing is heating up. And like we said before, make sure you check out that season preview, which you can find on all streaming platforms.
Everyone is talking about magnesium. It's all you hear about. But why? What do we know about magnesium? Well, magnesium is the number one mineral that 75% of Americans are deficient in. If you are a woman over 35, magnesium will help you rediscover balance, energy, and vitality. Magnesium supports more than 300 enzymatic reactions in your body, including those involved in hormonal balance. From functional medicine doctors to mental well-being and female hormone experts, we all know that magnesium is the one mineral to improve all aspects of well-being and health. But which one? Magnesium Breakthrough from Bioptimizers, the trusted choice recommended by leading experts, with 7 best-absorbed forms of magnesium to ensure your body receives the support it needs for overall well-being. Go to bioptimizers.com/balance today and use code BALANCE10 for 10% off. Support your journey to wellness at bioptimizers.com/balance. Magnesium Breakthrough from Bioptimizers, your foundation to optimal health and vitality.